And now, The Flying Dutchman, starring Jimmy Stewart. From Hollywood, California, the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force bring you a story. A strange story, made stranger because it is true and because of fateful coincidence. Our Air Force C-47 airplane in this story was named the Flying Dutchman because of her pilot's Dutch-American parentage. She was named without thought of the fabled Dutch mariner who must roam the seven seas till Judgment Day, yet her story carries an amazing parallel. Our narrator is the eminent star of screen and radio, Jimmy Stewart. This transcribed feature is another in the series of The Voice of the Army. And now, Jimmy Stewart.
Hello, everybody. Well, this is one of those stories that has become legend. The story is true. Whether the legend is or not, well, that's for you to decide. Many people believe in it, and perhaps without realizing it, you do too. This was told to me by a veteran of the South Pacific, and these are his words. I first learned this story as I sat in the operations hut of a troop carrier outfit in the island of New Guinea. It was in June 1943. We were waiting for the weather to lift before continuing on our journey to the Australian mainland for supplies. It was raining, as only it can rain in tropical Pacific. Sergeant Kerensky, the operations clerk, and I had been talking when suddenly he paused. Listening, and then he said...
Do you hear that? Hear that ship?
Yes. Yes, Sergeant, I do. What? About a Jap?
No, not Jap. The warning net hasn't flashed an alert.
Well, one of ours, then, huh?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I guess you could say it's one of ours. But it's one airplane the control tower won't have to clear a runway for.
Well, what do you mean, Sergeant? You mean it's not based here?
That's right, sir. Not here or... anywhere else.
For a moment, I thought Sergeant Kerensky was kidding me. But the expression on his face and the sound of the airplane that couldn't be seen convinced me of his sincerity. And he told me that in November of the previous year, his outfit was based at Seven Mile Strip, just outside Port Moresby, New Guinea. Their C-47s were kept busy providing airlift to the infantry across the Owen Stanley mountain range. It was a routine job for the pilots, but a tough, dangerous trip, believe me. This mountain range, running down the center of New Guinea, sometimes reaches a height of 14,000 feet. It's so rugged that it formed the main barrier to the Japanese advance on Australia. Well, our pilots crossed these mountains by using a natural cleft in the range known as Kokoda Trail. It's a mighty small bridge in the vastness of the Owen Stanley Mountains, and a mighty hard one to find in a sudden tropical rainstorm.
Hey, chum, what's with the trip today? A little rugged out there, don't you agree?
Yeah, but what's rain with you guys? You've done it before. What do you want, stateside weather?
Okay, we'll fly it. What are we hauling?
This is a big day for you. You and that Flying Dutchman airplane. Today you've got a bunch of infantrymen to deliver in Buna.
Oh, yeah, big day. Over these mountains to a landing strip that isn't there.
What are you talking about? Buna Strip is darn near as big as the landing strip at Randolph Field. Get with it, boy. Get with it.
Okay, what time's takeoff?
Well, the chief wants you to wait till 1,300 hours in hopes that the muck will clear away.
Oh, this stuff won't clear. But I'll check back later, Junior.
Yeah, do that, driver. You and that crew chief of yours get out there and implore the moisture away.
Honest, that's the way these people in the Air Force talk. And confidentially, you know, that's what makes it so great. That's what makes it big enough for a legend like this. Everybody works together, and it really works. Why, the airplane that you see overhead today isn't flying solely because of the guy at the controls. Sure, he has something to do with it, but so have a lot of other guys. Guys like the sergeant who crewed the Flying Dutchman. He loved that ship. He pampered it. He believed in it. He babied it. He wrote a poem about it. And it's... I'll tell you about that later.
Okay, Junior, where's the manifest?
Ready and waiting, Lieutenant.
Mm-hmm.
And every replacement on it is badly needed in the campaign over there. But, look, do you really mean you're going to take off in weather like this?
Sure. These men from the 32nd Division are lonesome. Just got to see their buddies, so I'm homing on that Boona Strip.
Well, buddy, you just home on this 7-mile strip and we'll all be happy.
Ah, don't worry, Junior. Papa will carry the mails. Just keep the coffee warm. Be seeing you.
Hey, Lieutenant.
Yeah?
I've already taken your co-pilot and crew chief out to the ship. Want a ride?
Yeah, sure do. Thanks, Jake. Beats walking on a day like this.
I hear you're carrying a load of Boona today.
Yeah. Infantrymen from the 32nd Division.
Well, it's a mighty rugged day for a flight over the Moen Stanley Mountains. It makes me glad I'm just a Jeep jockey with four wheels on the ground.
Ah, the Dutchman will make it all right. We've been over Kokoda Trail so often we can almost fly it blindfolded.
Yeah, well, with rain like this, you might just as well be blindfolded. Well, here you are, sir.
Right.
A good ship flying Dutchman. Good luck, Lieutenant.
Thanks, Jake. We'll be seeing you.
There's the old Kokoda Trail across the Owen Stanley Range. And the stories told about it are many and are strange, but the one that teases memory and the one that we'll relate is about the Flying Dutchman and the day she met her fate. It was the 10th day of November in the year of 42 when she revved up for takeoff in a sky that wasn't blue. For the heavens, gray and sullen, thick with heavy thundercloud, had loosed on earth their waters, hid the sunlight like a shroud.
Army 3714 to Tower, standing by for takeoff instructions.
Tower to Army 3714. You are cleared for immediate takeoff.
Army 3714, roger. Out. Okay, boys, this is it.
This is it. Half hour out of Moresby and the worst of the thunderstorm.
Oh, boy, Jack, this is the worst yet. Haven't seen a checkpoint since takeoff. According to time, we must be close to Kokoda.
Chief, the oil pressure is gone on the port engine.
Yeah, cut port switches, feather port prop. We'll never be able to keep her up in this storm. Have to try a crash landing. Oh, in these mountains. As Kitchen Back will stand a better chance hitting the silk, so will you, Jack.
Well, I'll stick with you, Chief.
Okay. Hand me the intercom, Mike.
Pilot to crew. Prepare to abandon ship. Passengers first.
Jack, you better take a look in back and see everyone gets away safely.
Right, Chief. Well, can you handle it alone?
Yeah, for a while. Let me know when they're all clear.
Roger. Everyone out safely, Chief. I watched their chute bus. That'll be all right.
Good. All right, fasten your seatbelt. Maybe we can get the old girl down in one piece.
Earthbound now, in tropic land, she lies to rot away, airborne, nevermore again. Yet there are some who say, and lose on earth their reign, the good ship Flying Dutchman cruises through the skies again. The natives swear they've heard the sound of her motor's mighty roar, high above the old Kokoda Trail, where she once flew proud before. That her pilot's hand still guides her through the rain-swept tropic sky from the airport in Valhalla, where the brave can never die. And true this legend may well be, for I've heard the sound in air during sudden tropic rainstorm of a plane that wasn't there. And perhaps the Flying Dutchman and her pilot proudly sail somewhere through God's heaven, high above Kokoda's Trail. Well, that's the story. And the legend. The story's true. Now, whether the legend is or not, that's for you to decide. The man that told me the story, he believes it. And I kind of believe it, too.
Thank you, Jimmy Stewart, for your excellent narration of a little-known legend of our Air Force.
Well, it was a great pleasure for me to appear before your Voice of the Army audience.
And now, a few words to you former members of the United States Air Force, especially you men who were crew chiefs, mechanics, maintenance men, or radio operators. Your Air Force needs you now. For today, the United States Air Force is a power for peace. Today, in keeping with its coming of age as the nation's first line of defense, the United States Air Force is carrying out several important assignments, such as Operation Vittles, the Berlin Airlift. We need qualified men, and we are prepared to enlist such qualified men in a grade equal to their individual ability and experience. So see your local U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting sergeant today, and remember, air power is peace power. The Flying Dutchman was brought to you by the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force, in cooperation with this station, and starred Jimmy Stewart. Also featured in the cast were Sam Edwards, Jeff Chandler, Don Orek, and Bill Martell. Music was by Eddie Dunstetter. Voice of the Army thanks Jimmy Stewart for appearing on this program, which was written by Staff Sergeant Martin Lemon and was directed by Major Hugh K. Murray. This is Ry Billsbury speaking. This transcribed program has been another in the series of The Voice of the Army.